This is Sunday morning, 9:13:20. This is a Prophet's Corner Uncut. And this is really different. Yesterday I thought, say what? Anyway, it's called The Transfer from the Sea to the Land.
From the sea, S-E-A?
To the land. Q has posted at least 15 times since October 2017, this is biblical. And it gets me a little miffed when I hear so many people that don't never equate anything biblical to it. It's just a natural occurrence to them, but it's not. This is supernatural. This is biblical. I want to turn to Revelation chapter 10. I could have done this on a Wednesday night, but I sense the Lord wanted me to bring this today, even though we will be looking in Revelation on Wednesday. I'm going to read just chapter 10 right quick. And I saw a mighty angel come down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and a rainbow was upon his head, and his face was as it were the sun, and his feet as pillars of fire. And he had in his hand a little book open. And he set his right foot upon the sea and his left foot on the earth and cried with a loud voice as when a lion roareth. And when he had cried, seven thunders uttered their voices. And when the seven thunders had uttered their voices, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, seal up those things which the seven thunders uttered and write them not. And the angel which I saw stand upon the sea and upon the earth lifted up his hand to heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever and ever, who created heaven and the things that therein are, and the earth and the things that therein are, and the sea and the things which are therein, that there should be time no longer. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished, as he hath declared to his servants the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven spake unto me again and said, go and take the little book which is open in the hand of the angel which standeth upon the sea and upon the earth. And I went unto the angel and said unto him, give me the little book. And he said unto me, take it and eat it up, and it shall make thy belly bitter, but it shall be in thy mouth sweet as honey. And I took the little book out of the angel's hand and ate it up, and it was in my mouth sweet as honey, and as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was bitter. He said unto me, thou must prophesy again before many peoples and nations and tongues and kings. A couple of weeks ago, I watched a short film. It was a Warcastle film, but it was Russell J. Gould. It's the one you sent to me. Yeah. As he was speaking, this angel came to me, this about the angel on the sea. And the land came to me. This has been a couple of weeks ago, I guess. And I just kind of put it aside. This yesterday morning, the Lord brought it back up to me. Okay, I watched the short film of Russell J. Gould. He is the Commander-in-Chief Postmaster General of the world who has in possession the Title IV flag. Okay, he, you could say, is standing in the balance, just like this angel in Revelation 10. It is obvious to me that Russell J. Gould holds a huge part in the successful transfer of our flag to the president, Donald John Trump. Russell J. Gould has made it plain that if the president does the things that line up with the proper syntax and integrity, he will transfer the flag. What I am seeing, and I only see part of what is going on, it appears that he, Russell J. Gould, is not being recognized for the huge thing he did in 1999. If it had not been for him and his partner, we would currently be back under the crown, and I don't know what we would be able, we would not have been able to turn it around. We'd be in the FEMA camps. Russell J. Gould is in the know about the quantum financial system. In fact, he talks over my head. I can't hardly stand to listen to him talk, but just a few minutes. I'm just going, tilt, tilt, tilt. Would you get me an interpreter? You know? He probably had a part of making it. This system is a system of integrity, and there's no room for fraud. So it's going to have to be done properly, just like the system we're going on, that the money, there can't be any fraud. The voting, can't be any fraud. And so this is what his beef is this isn't about calling each other names, making fun of Joe Biden or making fun of the president. This isn't what this is about. This is a transfer taking place. All right, according to the Act of 1871 and what transpired, the capturing of the flag, the current administration is also in fraud. Every president's been elected since 1999. It's all fraud. All Congress, all the judicial, the Senate, it's all fraud. Like I said, I don't understand all of it, and it's my prayer and confession that the Lord will bring Russell J. Gould and Donald J. Trump together to make this transfer from the sea to the land smooth. That Donald John Trump will recognize that Russell J. Gould, what he's done. America and the world will recognize what he's done, and they'll realize it's God and what it's transpired. When this transfer is complete, it will be the end of the cabal. Completely and totally. It shuts them out. I believe the church holds the key here. Now let's read Revelation 11. It's because the church fell asleep as if they were dead in the streets. No burial, just dead. And there was given me a reed likened to a rod, and the angel stood saying, Rise and measure the temple of God and the altar and them that worship therein. But the court which is without the temple leave out, and measure it not, for it is given unto the Gentiles, and the holy city shall be tread under 42 months. And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and two candlesticks, which the candlesticks are churches, standing before the God of the earth. If any man will hurt them, fire proceedeth out of their mouth and devoureth their enemies. And if any man will hurt them, he must in this manner be killed. Go read back in the first Revelation, you'll see candlesticks are churches. John talking to the seven churches, or Jesus to the seven churches. These have power to shut heaven that it rain not on the days of their prophecy, and have power over waters to turn them into blood and to smite the earth with all plagues as often as they will. And when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascended out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them and kill them. Their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city. The church is dead. You know why? The beast system has taken over the church, the 501c3 incorporation. It was a gag order on the church. They could not get into any political anything. So the church became an entity unto itself, quit taking the gospel, basically dead. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. Mark Taylor has a prophecy. It talks about the church coming out of Babylon. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice over them and make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth. So they thought they had us dead, down for the count. They thought that's going to usher us into camps, it's going to kill us all. And after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood up upon their feet. Thank God, the church stood up, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And they heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud, and their enemies beheld them. Where's the place we sit in heavenly places in Christ Jesus and got their authority back? The church is essential to bringing the cabal under our feet. That's who the beast is, the devil. And the same hour was there a great earthquake, and the tenth part of the city fell. And in the earthquake were slain of men 7,000, and the remnant were frightened, and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past. Behold, the third woe cometh quickly. All right, notice here, this is key. The church stood up. They took their place of authority. Because the last 6,000 years, the church might as well have been dead. We let the devil nearly take us all out. Thank God we are awake and standing up. This is the great awakening. Not only did they stand up, but they took their heavenly seat of authority and are kicking the devil out of everything. Now the kingdoms of this world are now becoming the kingdoms of our God, and he shall reign forever and ever. Remember, if America goes down, the world goes down. America wins, the world wins. All right, this is what I want you to speak. A smooth transfer from the sea to the land. We are passing from Admiralty Maritime Law, which is slavery, to constitutional law, which is freedom and jubilee, back on the land and occupying it, like God has meant for us to occupy all along.